Good morning, honorable judge, ladies and gentlemen. I think you will be very glad to see me because I am the last candidate of this morning. After my speech, all of us could go and enjoy our lunch. So let's begin. Before I start my speech, I would like to show you a map. It's just a simple map of Beijing. As we can see from it, there are a large number of colleges and universities in western part of Beijing, an area known as the Silicon Valley of China. There are uncountable new high technologies came into existence every year. Then, let's see the eastern part. You will find embassies and major business in this part of the town. So, we consider this part as a good place for economic exchange. Then, let's see the southern part. You will find parks, stadiums, and concert halls, etc. So, a wonderful place for leisure, isn't it? How about the north? Here we go. You will find Asia Game Village located here. It used to be a hot spot during the Asia Games in 1993. And now we're bidding for the 2008 Olympic Games. The local government is now preparing a construction of an Olympic Park, which will also stand on the north. So it's very clear that if we can hold the Olympic Games, Beijing will get a golden opportunity of development in every direction. Now, I would like to express it more clearly. Why is it necessary and possible for Beijing to host the 2008 Olympic Games? I think there are three important factors. First, it is a good chance for Beijing to improve its natural environment as well as to exploit the humanistic and natural resources. As is known to all, Beijing is a city with 3,000-year history. There are hundreds of cultural relics here. So, the Olympic Games can be held here, the whole world will see the revival of Chinese civilization. What's more, there seems always conflict existing between the preservation of the old Beijing city and the expansion of the modern town. Now, here comes the time to harmonize it. We can combine the building of Olympic facility together with the reformation of the old city. Second, once the city is chosen to be the host of Olympic Games, it will attract attention from the world. Smart businessmen from all parts will come and invest here. This will definitely spur a range of correlated business, such as service business, media, tourism, etc. The prospect of the businesses mentioned above could create thousands of job opportunities. This will be an alleviation of Beijing's employment pressure. And third, for some historical and political reasons, China is still behind industrialized countries in some fields. But we are here today, talking about Olympic Games and our country. Why? Because in the last 20 years, great changes have taken place here. As we all know, our Olympic slogan is New Beijing, Great Olympics. Why we call it New Beijing? I think there are another three important new things. First one is new foundation. Compared with the Beijing in 1993, we can find obvious differences. A lot of work has been done to deal with the air pollution and water pollution. And second is new understanding. We define Olympics as humanistic Olympics, green Olympics, and scientific Olympics. And third is a new role. We're not just a bidder, but we also act as a host. And what we can do for this event, of course, not every one of us could win a gold medal in the stadium, but we can try to win one in our daily lives. We can start with little things, just like protecting natural environment, working harder, or simple little things, just like giving a confident smile to the world. So, in the end, I want to mention another important thing. Bidding for the 2008 Olympic Games is not our only purpose. What we want to show is our confidence and optimism. So whether we win or not, it's not that important. But just like the Olympic model goes, it is more important to participate than to win. Right here, right now, I would like to wish my country the best with all my heart and soul. And I also wish everyone present could win your gold medals in this bright new century. Maybe next time, when I show the map again, I would say proudly that, look, this is Olympic Park, where the 2008 Olympic Games was held. Thank you very much.
Thank you, contestant number 12. Now your topic is, what major effect will China's membership to the World Trade Organization have on the country?
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for your question. Okay, give me a minute to think about it. So I think Talking about the major effect, I think at least it has already become a hot word, just like internet or stork or something like that, isn't it? So, I've got a good idea. I want to express the major effect together with the chasm I wear today. Okay, it's a little pity that we are a little bit far away. I hope it's just a distance of geography, but not in the heart. Well, I hope all of us could be together. Okay, I want to express it. Look, here, the first Chinese character is 凶. And in English, I think it means the overall, we should have an overall planning. Before we join WTO, we should have a good preparation. That means we need a lot of changes and reform. We should get used to the whole world and on the tracks. So I think first, just like 凶 is this, we need a plan. We should make a plan and do some change. Second character is 算. And 算, that means to make a plan. That is, I think first one is preparation. Second one is made the plan. That's why we spent more than 13 years on the negotiation. Because we have to make sure everything. We should discuss the details. I think it won't do any good for Chinese people just for joining in the WTO in such hectic. I think we need time. We should think it over. And then we should make the whole plan and make sure we have already get everything ready. And the last character is Yong. And I think this character will give the most important influence for Chinese people. Yong means we have already got the plan. The next thing is to carry it out. And in this way, we will face a lot of influence, not only just the economic, but also culture and scientific in many ways. So I think in this part, this will influence the Chinese people the most. So we should have such kind of preparation, and we should get ready for the WTO, just like bidding for the 2008 Olympic Games. We should have both the three steps. We should walk step by step. So I think joining WTO, it will do a great deal of good for both Chinese people and for the whole world. That is because we were part of the meaning of joining WTO. It will be a proper chance for Chinese people to know the importance of public welfare, and it will also do a great deal of good for the whole world. I think if you wanted me to... Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, contestant number 12. You're absolutely right that those of us who are not born Chinese very much enjoy seeing you in your traditional Chinese costume. That's lovely. And we are delighted, those of us who've been here before, to see the wonderful changes and preparations that Beijing is making for the Olympics. And I wonder which of those changes and preparations you think foreign visitors will appreciate most, and I wonder if you think they are the same as the Chinese residents will appreciate most, or are they different?
Okay. For this question, I want to answer it in both sides. I think for foreign visitors, they come to China, I think the most important thing and the most important thing they will appreciate is the enhance of the citizens' qualities. That is because I don't think foreign friends, they come to China just to see the buildings or just see the environment. Of course, they do have such kind of views. They want to enjoy the views. But I think to deal with people, we can get along well. This is the most important thing. I remembered when I was just in my hometown, I think the living condition is not that high. It's very low. But I feel very good. I had such good time because the local people, they're so friendly. So I think the foreign people, they come here, they were like, just like simple little things, maybe we ask for the ways, where to go, and how we were give a plight to, we were give a show our manners, and they were feel they at home. So I think this is the most important thing for foreign visitors. But for the government, I think the most important thing, this sort, would be more practical, just like the transportation and the whole layout of the city. Because you know, as we all know, the Beijing is a very big city. So we should have such kind of, we should create a better environment for the whole, for both tourists and also for the citizens, not just for Olympics, but also for our better living. So I think the government would will think more practical, just like the facilities, and, the whole transportation. So I think they're a little bit different, but it's will do a great deal of good for both sides.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's move to the future. 25 years from now, assuming that a plan has been made and it's being carried out, is there anything with regard to China that you would hope not change in this plan? Is there anything that you hope will stay the same, that you value very much and think that China should continue and not change in this plan?
Okay, thank you very much for your question. And I think for this question, I can also describe it with the clothes, the dress I wear today. I speak English, but I wear a traditional dress. I think for China, I also want such kind of combination. We should have such good communication with the world. Just if you want me to describe it in just one word, that is globalization, I think. We should keep a certain kind of ancient culture in our heart, because we are just a nation, just like American and just like the African. All is the same. So we should keep something original, I think. So just like me, I wear just a special dress, but I can communicate with all of you, because I can speak English. And I think in people's mind, maybe a transform just like this, is very conservative, but I am a very active girl. So that's another kind of combination. So I think these two are not complicated. We can combine them together. So I think Chinese people, they are very talented. I think we have such kind of ability to deal with it, to handle with it. That's my answer.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.